When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides. Trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth quickly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a crown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sing trouble, no light. path you must tread, the waters of Marah hills sweet and for thee. He drank all the bitter in Gethsemane. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Fear not, little flock. Whatever your lot, He enters all rooms, the doors being shut. He never forsakes, He never is gone. So count on His presence in darkness and dawn. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
John was passing out New Testaments at a junior college in Virginia one spring afternoon when a young gentleman come walking up and handing out testaments. He handed this young gentleman one. He had a big grin on his face, didn't say a word. Taking that testament, turned and threw it as far as he could. It landed up on a building on the side of the sidewalk where they were at. Young man just walked off, never did say anything. John continued on. About a year later, he's back, same sidewalk, doing the same thing, handing out New Testaments to the graduation class. When an elderly gentleman come walking toward him, and John thinks, well, I went and did something wrong, they're fixing to ask me to leave. Man just kept coming toward him. As he got close, he stuck out his hand. So I'd like to thank you for that testament you gave me last year when you were here. John never seen the man before. He didn't give him no testament. You see, that gentleman was servicing an air conditioner on that building next to where they were standing. That Bible landed at his foot. He picked that little feller up and thumbed through it and kind of read on it from time to time. And during that year, came to be a part of his life, so much so that he gave his heart to the Lord. And not only he, but before that year was up, his wife noted so much of a change in him that she also came to know the Lord. Moral of the story is a $1.30 testament that the devil intended to be thrown away, taking two souls to the kingdom. That is what we do. It's what we're about. It isn't us. Never think that it's us as individuals. This is the Lord. This is the Lord's work. Want it to be nothing but that. Prayerfully today, I won't say anything that will get your attention from me. Hopefully, everything I say and tell you today be straight from the Lord, because that's my full intention. You know, we are pretty much everywhere that we are allowed. If you've ever been in a motel or a hotel, I'm sure you've seen one of these in a drawer, on a desk, or somewhere. Those things are placed there by us, free of charge to the hotel or motel. They're there for people in need, because occasionally there are people in need. You know, we're also in hospitals, nursing homes, doctors and lawyers' offices. About anywhere we can put these. Between these Bibles and them little testaments that I just showed you, we're about everywhere we can be. We're giving them to soldiers that are going overseas, giving them to fire, police, first responders, about any time, anywhere. But you know, mostly what those testaments are passed out primarily at fifth grade school once a year for the little ones. We never take anything for granted, but we get so used to what it's like now that we sometimes don't even notice when change comes. Never have we had any trouble, especially in the Bible Belt, to give out testaments to the fifth grade class. Most of the time, if we even ask a superintendent or a principal if we can come in, more than welcome. And in the last couple of years, there have been a couple of schools in Sebastian County that we can't no longer go. So I feel like it's coming. You can tell, if you've ever read the last book of the Bible, you know the end is coming. It may not be today, next week, in our lifetime. I don't know. I know it's closer than it was. Every day we get closer. Like I said, we're pretty much around the world if we can get there. We are currently distributing Bibles in 200 countries. And we're printing them in 109 different languages. There's still a few left, and we're still working. So, Lord willing, one day we will have it covered with y'all's help. But this is not a Gideon thing. This is a church thing. Brother Kerry and I are same as you guys. We are members of a local church. We take this part of this Gideon ministry to heart, to be able to go like to this church, to let you know what we have done in the last year or so, where we're at, and to ask for assistance from you to help us do this. Like I said, it's not about us. It's all about the Lord. Only way I want it. You know, Isaiah 55:11 tells us that the word go forth out of my mouth will not return unto me void, but accomplish that which I please and prosper in the things for which I sent it. The Lord does a lot. Granted, the Lord can do anything. But lie. Lord ain't going to lie to you. His word says that. I believe it because I believe his word to be true. We are financed by one of three ways for the most part. Occasionally, a love offering will be mailed in just out of the blue to the Gideons. That's great. We accept it. We love it. But primarily, the funds come from local churches, like this one on a Sunday morning, that give to see God's word go forth. Assurance to you guys today, not one cent that would be given here today will go for anything but purchase and distributing this book. Nothing. A lot of things are asking for money nowadays. And in a lot of things, right off the top, 50-60% may go to fund that organization or to pad a pocket. I promise you, every penny goes that's donated from a church. Every penny goes to purchase and distribute God's Word. The other way we're funded is through a Gideon card. You have some here in your church. Those cards are free. Take one. Love for you to take it. God forbid somebody pass away. But even better, a little one born, somebody graduate, somebody getting married, a birthday, somebody up in the hospital. Anything that has a need for a card, there's a card in the rack that will help touch that heart. The card's free, take it. Fill it out and mail it in. If you so desire and the Lord leads you, in the middle of that will be a little brown envelope. You can put a few dollars in that. Send that Bible in memory of or in honor of an individual. Mail that thing into the Gideons. All it does is buy Bibles so that this can continue. Can't tell you where it would go. I can't tell you where what you'd donate here today would go. But it's like John in Virginia with that testament. It don't matter where it goes. The matter is that it goes. God told us all when we accepted to go forth to spread His love to a lost and dying world. His desire is that every individual come to know the Lord. He won't force you. He won't make you. You know, God says, I'm standing there knocking. If you will open, I will come in to be with you and you with me. And that's a promise. God don't force. At the end of this little part that we have here, at the end of our life's road, one of two places we're headed. There ain't a third. We're either going to be with Christ in glory forever, or we're going to a devil's hell. The choice is each and individual's. Nobody makes that for you. What if I could? Your pastor would if he could. He would love to. My prayer this morning is everybody in here knows the Lord. But even if you do, you have problems. We all have problems. If you have a need or a desire, talk to your pastor. If you have a want, come up and talk to him. You might be wanting to make a decision, maybe to join the church, get more involved in the church, step up and do a class or something. God knows we're needing them too. If the Lord is leading you, don't set on it. Go for it. You get nothing but a blessing. We all like blessings. But if you just set and you ignore and He passes that one by and goes to the next gets that blessing, you lose out. Life is short. Don't lose out. At the end of this, it don't matter what people think. I first started going to church, the life I led. Nobody could believe that I was there. In fact, most of them thought the building would fall. But it didn't. And it won't. I'm not that great. God is the only one that great. I'm that fortunate that God's grace, love, and mercy stayed and dealt with me until I finally came to what little senses I have and accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. We go to all churches that will allow us in because I don't believe it's the shingle over the door that gets you to heaven. I believe it's Christ in your heart. So if it's a Baptist, and I am, or an Assembly, or Pentecostal, or Methodist, or it don't matter. If you have the Lord and you dig in to His Word, and you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're my brother and sister. You're the pastor's brother and sister. Whether you attend here, somewhere else, or what, just attend, get involved, involved in your church. When you feel comfortable and strong with like believers, take it just a tad further. I know we all got relatives that we can talk to. Some of us got real close relatives, like siblings. Wife and I have got one that pray for all the time. But we can't make anybody accept Christ. All we can do is pray. But then that's all we're told to do is pray. God does the rest. He just wants you to communicate with Him. How do you communicate with the Lord? It is easy and simple. Even for an eighth grade dropout. Read this book. That's God's Word. He's talking to you right there. Get down on your knee at an altar in your bedroom. Pray to Him going down the street in your car. Oh, I can't pray driving. Yeah, you can. You can say little prayers to the Lord anywhere, anytime. He's always there. He always listens. That's how you communicate back to Him. It ain't a one-way street. It's a two. The Lord's there, and He's wanting to communicate. He loves to communicate. If you'll let Him, He will. I promise you. The deeper you dig, the more He reveals. If you don't feel like He's close enough, it isn't His fault. He won't leave you. If you're not close enough, get closer. You can get as close as you want. We will never be like Him here on this earth because we'll never be perfect. And He is, and He's always been. But He promises one day we will be with Him. And He says that we will be known, we will know as we are known. Right now, I feel like the Lord knows everything about me. Even those skeletons that I've got hid from years past and things that I'll probably do tomorrow that I'll regret, the Lord already knows. But that day, when we get there, we're going to know that too. Won't matter then, but we're going to know. Because He says, we're going to know as we are known. You know, our offering that we will take up here in a minute, Carrie and I are going to stand at the back door with our Bibles open. If you desire to give a few dollars to the Gideon Ministry, greatly appreciated. I appreciate you letting me be here. If you don't give a penny, it ain't about the money, it's about the Lord. But we try to have you covered. A lot of people, especially men, aren't allowed to carry much money. If I get more than five, I did good that week. Wife kind of keeps it reined in. I ask her how much we got. You don't need to know. You're not needing anything. I thought, what you need? It's here. Yeah. Long story short, you may have come today, forgot we were going to be here, didn't bring no cash. Wife won't let me carry a checkbook. Can't write very well anyway. I write one. It's hard to read. So, we covered you on that. Brother Carey was passing out some bulletins a while ago. If you'll look in that, there's a tear-off in it. On that tear-off, you can use your plastic. Donate a few dollars. It will get destroyed when it gets turned in to the office. Your information's going nowhere. It won't be repetitive. It's a one-time thing. But you can donate to God's work today if you desire. If you don't, that's fine. God bless you anyway. I appreciate you allowing me here. We, Brother Carey and I, do this out of the love for what the Lord has already and is going to do for us. We get nothing for this. If we decide that we're going to go on a Bible blitz halfway around the world or go on a missionary trip for 2 weeks to a foreign country. That's all on us. Airfare, food, lodging. It's all on us. We get nothing except the knowing that we're doing a little part of what God has told us all to do, and that's try to send His Word out to a lost and dying world. My prayer this morning is that nothing will be said, like I told you earlier, today here, that you will remember that I said, that it will all be about what the Lord has laid on your heart as an individual to give this morning, to do today, to commit to the pastor, for the church, for the community, for the neighbors. We cross people all the time, going to Walmart, stopping to buy gas, in a post office. We don't know if we will ever see that individual again. He or she may be a total stranger. We don't know if we'll ever see that individual again. Don't matter. Let them see a difference in you. We are in the world. We're not to be the world. We're to be different. Let the world see that there is a difference in your walk, in your speech, in your daily life, with your family, your friends, your co-workers. Let them know there's something different. They're hunting. Those lost people are hunting. They're not satisfied. Richest man in the world's not satisfied with all that. He's wanting more all the time. And he's worried about somebody stealing from him. Don't worry about things so much. God's got it all under control. He has had since the beginning. He will have after this world is gone. Let the Lord be your light. I do know you won't regret. It's a wonderful thing to wake up knowing that the Lord kept you that night and has given you another day that you can start forth to do something. Make it count. And as I shut up and sat down, I do want to thank you for your time. I want to thank your pastor for allowing me to take his pulpit just for a little while to let you know what Gideon's International is doing. Gideon's International is nothing but a group of business and professional men and retired dummies like myself that love the Lord and like spreading out what we can around the world for Him. If anybody here feel a calling to be a Gideon, talk to your pastor. He can get you in touch with somebody that can help you. We're always needing help. Always. But at any rate, remember what we do, where we go. And remember, the Lord loves you. He died for you. At least we can do is live for Him. Pastor, turn it back to you. Before I sat down, I take in the liberty this morning to fill out a Gideon card. And I'm mailing a couple of Bibles today in your honor.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully one of them will hit a heart.
Amen. Hopefully.
Thank you, sir.
Is this on? Yeah, I can hear it. Well, I really wasn't sure how long I would have and what to say. I didn't even take any notes or anything this morning, but I did want to look up a few verses before I came. just at the importance of the Word of God. You know, I think sometimes here we take it for granted. How many of you have multiple Bibles at home? Probably everybody in the church has multiple Bibles at home. And a lot of us, we have Bible apps on our phone now. We're looking at that. I've got a Bible app that I love. It reads me the Bible. So I'm usually driving to work every morning and listening to the Bible now instead of having to read at it. And those words I don't know how to pronounce, it tells me how to pronounce them. But the importance of God's Word, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." You want to talk about powerful? I don't know if you guys, I hope you have experienced this, where you've been reading God's Word and it just grips you. It grips your heart. I've been in services before, and the preacher will say something, and my mind will go, and I don't hear the rest of the sermon, and just where God begins to take a verse and penetrate deep into my heart to convict me, to transform me, to sanctify me. All those things is what God's Word does in our life. And like I said, I didn't highlight even or take notes, so my eyes are scanning as quick as I can. 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You guys know, all of you have been around long enough to know, that's why I use so much Scripture when I preach. Because it's not my opinion. It's not what I say. It's what the Word of God says. It's the Word of God that can transform. It's the Word of God that's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. You don't know what to do in a circumstance. You don't know what to do in a situation. Seek out God's Word. Even modern day stuff that, you know, the Bible doesn't talk about cell phones. The Bible doesn't talk about television. But I guarantee you, it can help you making decisions in those areas. It can help you in every area of your life. If you seek God, you pray, you ask Him, "Reveal to me." And it says, "So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You want to be a good husband, you want to be a good wife, you want to be a good father, you want to be a good mother, you want to be a good employee, you want to be a good boss. Every area of your life, God's Word can thoroughly equip us to handle that job, to take care of that job. I'm flipping here. Psalms 119:105, familiar text. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." You know, I've preached on this before. We've talked about this before. It's a popular verse. I'm one of the worst about stubbing my toe at night. And we get so frustrated because our back door is what we use to come in and out of our house. And that's where we put our shoes. And we have to walk by that back door from our bedroom to any area of the house because the back door is close to our bedroom. And so what happens at night when it's dark and I'm going into the kitchen to get a drink of water or get something? Inevitably, I'll trip and kick a shoe. And, oh, it makes me so mad. And I just, why is that shoe in my way? And I think, whose shoe was this? And I'll flip on the light. And it was my shoe. That just happens. But why did I kick that shoe? Why did I trip over it? Because it was dark and I couldn't see. Y'all, there's a world dying and going to hell. Why? Because they're in darkness and they can't see. They can't see that they're lost. They can't see that they're in need of a Savior. And so we want to see the world change, the direction that it's heading. It's headed down the wrong path. We want to see it change. They need the Word of God. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. you're making decisions in your life as a Christian. You need God's Word. There's a lost world dying. They need God's Word. All of us need God's Word. And the last verse I'm going to read is Psalms 119:9. I'm actually going to read 9 through 16. It says, "How can a young man keep his ways pure by living according to your word?" You know, I feel sorry for our young people these days and the temptations and what they're facing in their life. And I've seen many fall away. I've seen many struggle. I've seen some of the even grown up in our church that's no longer living for God. What's happening? Were they living according to God's word? They've lost their way because they've quit following God's word. How can a young man keep his way pure by living according to God's word? I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. You want to be in a right relationship with God? You got to know his word. You hide his word in your heart that you might not sin against him. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to sin against God anymore. I don't want that to be the characteristic of my life. I want to be in a right standing with him. So how do I know? It's by his word. Verse 12, "Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." You know, sometimes we here in America have taken God's word for granted because we have Bibles everywhere. We have Bible apps. We have all this. We got the preachers on the radio. We come to church on Sunday and we hear God's word. So I'm getting plenty of God's word. So that we stop meditating on God's word. We stop seeking him out in scriptures. And church, don't do that. We need our Bibles, we need our Bible apps, and we need to seek God's word, and we need to meditate on them and consider them and delight in God's word so that we might not sin against him. And y'all, there's a world that needs God's word that they might not sin against him. And so here in just a second, I'm going to pray. I don't know if we're going to have altar music or not. We're kind of, but I'm going to pray, and if you need Jesus this morning, come to these altars. If you're a Christian this morning and you haven't been reading God's Word, come to these altars and ask God to forgive you. And our brothers here are going to stand at the back with open Bibles, and if I understood them right, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, okay? They're going to stand back there, and if you want to give a few bucks or a few hundred bucks, put it in their Bible. If you got a check and you don't know who to write it to, if you want to write it to Coop Prairie, we'll record it. And we're gonna write one check from the church to them for all of it. And so if you've already made out a check to the Gideons, then that's fine also. But if you'd rather write it to the church, we're going to count it and it'll all go to them to help spread the word around the world. And so, Kyle, if you want to come and let's stand and let's pray. Father, we're thankful. Lord, I'm thankful for this ministry and what you're doing. And Lord, I pray that they would be able to continue to go into our schools, in our motels, and all around the world giving out Bibles. And that as these Bibles are received by these people, Lord, that it wouldn't just be something that they throw in their car or get left in a backpack or thrown in their lockers. But, Father, it would be something that they would feel a draw to open up the Word and to hear your Word. And, Lord, that it would resonate and that we would see that your Word does not come back void and that it would accomplish its purpose and that we as a church would understand how important it is for us to read your word and to seek you, that we might not sin against you, that we might hide your precepts in our hearts and our minds and delight in your word. Father, if there's any here this morning that's never received you as their Lord and Savior, May you convict their hearts now. And Father, for all the Christians in this room, Lord, if we've neglected reading your word, we haven't had a hunger for your word, right now, Lord, I pray that we would repent of that and that you would put a new desire in our heart, a new desire to seek you, a new desire to know your word. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.